NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. There were some contentious moments during President Biden's State of the Union address. Republicans protested when Biden said that some Republicans wanted to sunset Medicare and Social Security.
But it's being proposed by some of you. Folks.
Republican Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene of Georgia yelled liar. Biden then tried to bring the House together by saying, okay, then we all agree to no cuts to Medicare and Social Security. The president said despite disagreements, Democrats and Republicans came together time and again during his first 2 years as president. Just about a year after Russia began its invasion of Ukraine, President Biden is proud of the U.S.'s work so far in aiding the smaller country. In his State of the Union remarks, he said the U.S. led in uniting NATO and standing against President Vladimir Putin's aggression. Americans will see relief from high prices this year. That's what Federal Chairman Jerome Powell said at the Economic Club of Washington, D.C. However, he said inflation will likely linger into next year. He added further interest rate hikes will likely be necessary. Gabby Petito's family is releasing a new selfie of Gabby with a bruised face. Lisa G. has more.
It's part of a $50 million lawsuit against the Moab Police Department. Gabby was murdered by her fiancé during a cross-country trip. The family's attorneys say the photo shows that Moab police ignored her injuries when they were stopped in Utah in August of 2021. The family argues that if the cops had proper training, they would have known that she needed immediate protection.
Zoom is set to lay off 1,300 employees. Its CEO said in a blog post the company needed to adapt to the uncertainty of the global economy. You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.